Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and this is program number 420. If you'd like to have a copy of it, either a CD or an audio tape, Sharon will show you four different ways you can receive one at the end of the program. When you order tapes or Messiah books, Bibles, if you don't have any money, we'll send you a Bible. And I notice a lot of evangelists are doing that today now, and I thank God that we influence them to do so, because I really never saw it until we've been doing it for many years now, and finally it hit home. And I see some people, some of them are starting to preach correctly, but the problem is they still say it's okay to sin. This program, I'm going to dedicate it to people that believe that you can be born again of the Spirit, absolutely dead from the law, which means that you no longer, that you've been forgiven for all your sins and the law slays you, that you've been brought to death, and that you can no longer sin because the Lord's Spirit is in you. And the Bible says that, even though these false prophets tell you otherwise. We have a strong message on that today from the 7th chapter of Romans. I'm going to be reading also from the 3rd chapter of Romans. And I'm going to have some help in reading because I don't see much anymore. But we have music. We have some testimonies. And I'm sure if you're really a person that's seeking the truth and really sincerely, if the Lord is really born in your heart, if His Spirit dwells there, that you're really seeking to know how to enter the kingdom of heaven without any condemnation on you whatsoever, that you'll be without sin, without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, they're going to enjoy this program very much. Now, we have letters, and I never solicit the letters at all. But I've heard letters that are read on other quote Christian programs, and they don't match up to the ones I get. All right, the people that I found in the ministry are so small. That's unbelievable. We had a really great singing group and choir and orchestra and everything, and I went to the gospel quartet conventions, and they sang there, and a bunch of people that were Christians came up and said, well, we want you on our program, the four young men that you're going to hear singing here in just a bit. And the record companies came up and wanted to sign them up and everything. And then when they found out they were from Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Church, from our church, they immediately, it was like they thought they were the worst sinners in the world, because we believe the Bible. And it doesn't make any difference how the Christian world tries to oppress us and suppress us. God is still having His will be done through us. And I noticed that many preachers are copying our messages, but what they do is, like, I heard a very good message, a couple of them, two or three of them, from a Roman Catholic that even is dressing up like he's a priest now, Benny Hinn. They know how to preach good messages, but when they get you suckered in through the good messages, and I believe that I'm the one that has influenced them to bring these messages, they're going to turn you over to the wrong Bibles. And they're going to tell you that once saved, always saved. And the message that I'm going to bring this evening is going to prove to you that that is absolutely wrong. This is for your soul. Now, you can, because of the fact that you don't want to confront God's Word as it really is, you may, it's for sure, all these religions are caused by people that want to flee the confrontation with the Lord. They don't want to know the truth. They love the wages of sin and unrighteousness, which is sin, disobedience to God, rebellion to God's Word. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service. Lord, take over the service. And the stubborn hearts out there, well, of course, we're all flesh is rebellious. When they see what sin is, they rebel against it. It makes them want to do it all the more, chapter 7 of Romans says. They want to sin because sin is reviving them. Nobody in this world, especially the supposed to be democratic world, which is nothing more than a theory. There are several theories of government that have arisen in the centuries, and they're all wrong. We have to live our lives not according to democracy or republicanism or socialism or communism or any other ism, Catholicism or Buddhism or any kind of ism. We must, Father God, live our lives according to the great, holy, eternal dictator, to you. All other theories, yours is not a theory, yours is the truth. Everything else is a theory, just like the theory of evolution. They haven't even got the guts to say that it's the truth. Mohammedism, all these isms that are branches of the Vatican. Lord, take it over, take this service over, take over everything that's said and done on this program, that the souls, unsaved souls, may have an opportunity to receive salvation, which is your purpose, and that the fallen away Christians, those that are falling away, the great falling away in these last days, it looks like it's a revival, but they're all believing false doctrine, which is Antichrist, that once saved, always saved. Lord, that the church can get back on the straight and narrow, I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, this is just a small group, but if you were in our church, you'd hear a mighty roar of an amen. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, right now, here's the group that I took to the quartet conventions. And the Christians, we have the number one television program in the country, Sue and myself. And the Christian realm is so sinful and so jealous that they do everything to stop the gospel. But Christ is magnifying the gospel through this work. We already have won millions of souls, and we're legitimate. We're not illegitimate. We are, we believe that Christ did not come to destroy the law, because the law is the reflection of God's purity. And Christ didn't come to destroy God's purity or to lead people to believe that it was okay to sin. He came to fulfill the law in a human body to show that the Spirit is more powerful than human flesh. Much more powerful, that the Lord in us, which is the Christ, is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and Christ is the life-giving Spirit. Now, you know, I believe there's a misinterpretation that says a life-giving Spirit. There is no other life-giving Spirit than Christ Jesus. Therefore, He is the one and only life-giving Spirit. He says He's the Word, and the Word of God is life. It is Spirit and life. So here they are, and you know, the Christian community. Susie warned me about, she knew them. She was raised in the denominations. She was a Nazarene at one time, and when she was filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, in other words, when she really got holy, they kicked her out of the church. This they do also, that many people that have been Baptists, they did the same thing too. And a bunch of priests came to our church one time, and they went down into our prayer room on Crescent Heights Boulevard, and they were all filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So Catholics can be saved. But the problem is they went right back to what God calls the great whore, the Roman Catholic cult, who is also the head of the one world government, the Roman one world government, which is spread everywhere in the world, and the media, and they kicked off this pseudo-revival, where everybody's believing in this charis, what they call charismatic movement. Like Jesus was a charismatic, and you see these people that are singers leaping all over the stage like leprechauns, or like you see a dainty little ballerinas do, you know, they've taken dance lessons and everything. Just like I suppose you think Jesus did, and the Apostle Paul, and all these great warriors like Moses. I can just see, can't you just, doesn't that make you sick? It does me, it makes me sick what these idol worshippers have done to the Word of God. But anyway, they refused these four boys, and the boys just took it on the chin. But these people, only one of them is left out of this quartet, because, not because we don't have strong doctrine, it's because we were raided by the Roman Catholic One World Government. They brought the FBI up on the ridge and ran them out of their homes, and they all got scared. That's why the Bible says that the fearful and unbelieving will spend eternity in the lake of fire with murderers and adulterers and fornicators and feminine guys, you know, and masculine type women. And so, yes, we preach the truth, and it is repugnant to the Christian communities. You never would ever see them invite me on their programs, because my doctrine is the exact opposite of the filth that they preach and teach. Some of them, just like Benny Hinn, is coming right down the line. And the more I preach, the more cunning and the more counterfeit, the more they're going to look like the real thing. But if they're leading you to the wrong Bible, and they're telling you just a couple of, about two or three wrong scriptures, like once saved, always saved, it gives you a license, as a matter of fact, an encouragement to continue sinning. Amen? God didn't come into this world in a man and die and go through the abuse, and we're not going through all the abuse to give you a license or encourage you to sin. These weasels that call themselves gospel preachers, and his hands dressed up in his Catholic priest uniform, he knows if he reads the Word of God that that's the Antichrist, and he's part of it. All right?
Amen.
But anyway, here's the ones that, yeah, see, I'm the number one that they've shunned, and my wife's, late wife, Sue. And, like, we count it all joy, okay? Because we see the miraculous move of God going through our church like it's not going through any other church, and not any other body of Christ. There's only one body of Christ, and of course, there's pockets of us all over the world. I'm not saying I'm the only one, but the ones that are preaching and teaching like I do, and the ones that are praising the Lord because of the literature that God has given me, and because of the CDs and also the tapes that we that I preach, they are turning people onto the truth. And there's going to be a remnant of us saved and get into heaven, and there's going to be a massive amount. You know, people believe in democracy. That means of the people, by the people, for the mob. It's like the mob. The mob, or the majority, has always been wrong. Remember, all the people in the world drowned, with the exception of Noah and his wife, his three sons and their wives. The majority was wrong, and the majority in this world today is absolutely wrong. You people are on a trip. You've been deceived. And here's those four boys. They really thought they were doing them harm. But the Lord tested them, and they failed. Only one of them still remains. And here they are, the Alamo. And the name of the group is You Are Your Brother's Keepers Quartet. But that's how I know the Christian world is not Christian. Because they don't want to. They go along with the media and the One World Government and the cult in Rome to, you know, try to oppress and suppress us. But You Are Your Brother's Keeper, the Alamo, You Are Your Brother's Keeper Quartet, singing Jesus. Hey, and I'm warning all you people, that call yourselves Christians, and you sinners too, but you Christians that are trying to oppress the true work of God, you're worse than any sinners on the face of this earth. Here they are, you are your brother's keepers, the Alamo, you are your brother's keepers quartet singing, Jesus is coming soon.
Troublesome times are near, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humbling your heart to God, saved from the chasing rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians away. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will make their new birth.
Those of us that are really of the Lord, we're bound for heaven, amen?
Amen.
I wouldn't want to be in your shoes out there for all the money and all the everything in the world.
Amen.
Because, you know, like I'll go through, I'll be going through the raw right here, you know, in this world so I can get the reward of everlasting life. You want to play games with Christ? And the body of Christ, go on and do it. You know, you're not hurting us at all. The more you people have persecuted us, the more we have grown and multiplied all over the world. Mm-hmm. We're in all the nations now. Okay, smarty pants. And you people are still struggling and begging. And, with your stuff, we never beg, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We just talk to the Lord, and we're not huffers and puffers. We just preach it the way it is. All right, we have a couple of testimonials here. I didn't solicit them. They just keep rolling in by the thousands, okay? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, let's read it.
From Louisville, Kentucky. Dear brother in Christ.
Now, see, we have souls that are saved here in the United States. It used to be that they'd all have these people out of the United States, but we have them all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, from Louisville.
Dear brother in Christ, praise God and thank you ever so much for all the newsletters that you sent me. May God richly continue blessing your ministries. You will never know how much your ministries have helped me at leading me back to our precious Lord Jesus.
Say, leading me back. Because, I mean, if you, there's so many bad influences in the world today that, I mean, it's, you really have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you really must have a good understanding of the Word of God in order for it to convict not only the unsaved, but to convict, to keep reproving and rebuking people that are starting to slide away from the Lord. And so this person is saying, what did they say? That you got me back. Amen?
Amen.
You got me back to the gospel, to the truth. Because there's so much dirty, filthy lies. You got guys up there in Catholic uniforms saying that the Catholic Church is the only church in the world. You dirty liars, you're the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible says. That you sit in the city of the seven hills. That's Rome. You're mystery Babylon. I mean, you people change. You're like chameleons. You put you on black, and you turn black. You put you on lavender, and you turn lavender. It's like the Lord showed me in vision, which I didn't, many visions I saw explicitly, but this, he said, you've got the devil on the run. And he says, listen. And I listened, and I could see these feet running through the weeds. You could hear him, his feet thumping. And he was running because our church, the gospel God has given me, the supernatural ministry that God gave to Sue first and then to me 25 years later, has got the devil on the run. And these false Christians are, you take a counterfeit bill if it says $999 on it or $9.75. You know, that's a joke. That's not a counterfeit. But these weasels, I mean, they know how to preach a true gospel. And anybody can preach the gospel if they read the Bible and then just quote the scriptures, like Benny Hinn is doing. But ask him, why are you saying that you're a Protestant if you're a Catholic? Ask him, do you deny being a Catholic? Ask him. And he'll skirt around that or do a dandy dance around it, or he will lie to you, or else he will just come out and tell you. I heard him on TV when the Pope died. He was over in Rome at his funeral, and he said, there's no difference between Catholics and Protestants. Then why is it that the Pope is now saying that that's the only true religion in the world, and why are they lying and saying that the Catholic Church was the first church or the cult? It's the first cult, really. Well, there's other cults exist in this world today, but the first church was the Jews in the day of Pentecost. There were 3,000 of them that were newly saved, and that was the beginning of the church. And there was 120 Christians that tarried in the upper room in Jerusalem, and they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They were all Jews. And, you phonies that are saying that God doesn't honor the Jews anymore. I've just been preaching on the third chapter of Romans, and it says, what profit is there being a Jew? He said, much in every way, because it was to them that the oracles were first given, the oracles of God. The Old Testament was given unto them. And so, and the Bible says he's going to restore the Jews back to salvation. When you Gentiles have reached your peak, you've gone back to idolatry. You're in there now, you've got ballet dancers and all kinds of people wiggling back and forth on the stage and leaping around like little homosexuals. And you're idol worshiping, you're preaching a false doctrine. So listen, now here's the letter that we got, and it was not solicited. I get better mail than any other ministry in the world, and I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you the truth, all right?
Amen.
Now, some of you people are preaching the right, but don't be steering people to all these new versions, because they're Satan's versions of the Bible if they're telling you that. You can still sin, and you're encouraging people to sin, that there's no one that's perfect. You dirty liars. You filthy liars. How can a dead person sin? or do anything for that matter. The Apostle Paul stated that he did more work than all the other apostles, yet not I. As he mentioned, he kept mentioning I in the 7th chapter of Romans, because he says, I, the things that I would do, I do not. Yes, the things that a human being does, he's giving, he said this allegories completely in chapter 7 of that I, when he's talking about I, he's saying, yeah, before the law slew me, I saw the law and I knew that it was good. It was a reflection of God's goodness and his righteousness and the things that he says is good and pure and the things that I must become. Yet in my flesh, I cannot do that. Who is able to deliver me from this body of death, this sinfulness? And he says, I thank God for Jesus Christ. He delivered me from I. I died, and I revived, and I became resurrected from the death. Yet, I have to keep my body under subjection to the Holy Spirit, because sin is still, if I don't continue in reading the Word, and searching out the Scriptures, and disciplining my body and allowing the Holy Spirit to mortify my body, my flesh, then I too, if I didn't continue preaching the Word and doing the things that the Word says, because if I preach the Word and do opposite of what the Word says, then I'm a hypocrite and I'm going to be judged for that. And so I can't be a preacher and do the opposite according to the Word of God, because I'll go to hell. And so we have to beat our bodies black and blue. That's what Paul said. I keep my body under subjection to the Holy Spirit so that I thank God that he gives me that spirit in me to where I don't sin anymore. Now let's finish the letter.
I had gone down too deep in the valley of dry bones and seemed to not ever have wanted to get back to where I once was with the Lord. But after getting your newsletters and reading them, the Spirit of God seems to be rekindled within my soul. Please continue keeping me on your mailing list. It's so refreshing to hear the truth preached with no fear of man. Your messages are not watered down and really speak to my spirit. So again, my dear brother in Christ, thank you. God bless you. John from Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, please read Romans 3:8, please.
And not rather, as we be slanderously reported.
Okay, now slanderously reported means the Apostle Paul, people are saying that he was condoning sin. Read the rest of it.
And as some affirm that we say, let us do evil, that good may come.
Okay, now that's Romans 3:8. It is a tragedy that Paul's message of the gospel of salvation by the Spirit of God, which is the grace of God, which is his power, through faith, only by faith alone, has been perverted by the people today and those who opposed God and Paul. They argued that the gospel, his gospel provided not only a license to sin, but they were claiming that he was outright encouraging people to sin. Read that again.
And not rather, as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil.
That we are preaching that let us do evil, okay?
That good may come.
That good may come from the evil. In other words, you're saying, chapter 7 is saying that, I sin. He's allegorically saying, I sin, I in the members of my flesh. That's why he has to keep his flesh under. Okay, keep going.
Whose damnation is just.
The people that say that you can sin and say that the Apostle Paul is preaching that, their damnation is what?
Just.
Is absolutely just. You people are damned. Now, I use the word allegorically. Read what allegoric means, Sharon, please.
The veiled presentation, especially...
It's like veiled to most people, the chapter 7. Just read it, please.
The veiled presentation, especially in a figurative story or narrative...
It's like a figurative story. He's saying, you know, in my flesh, but chapter 7 tells you that when he saw the law, then sin revived, because all of the people in this world, their flesh is rebellious to the gospel, to anyone, even God telling you what to do. I'm not going to do what I want. I'm God, is what everybody says. So the Apostle Paul gives an allegory here, and then he's claiming in the third chapter of Romans, verse 8, I'm saying that it's a tragedy. It's tragic that Paul's message of the gospel of salvation by the power, by the Spirit, by grace, through faith, only through faith, to believe that you cannot sin. If you believe that, then that's faith. All right? If you believe opposite, that is doubt. That's preaching the exact opposite of what Paul's message was. And it is to this day. That his salvation by dying out to sin, because the law shows you the righteousness of God, and so therefore he said he was slain. Dead people, if you're dead to sin, how can you sin? Have you ever seen a dead person sin or do any good at all? We're not supposed to do any good or evil. We're supposed to allow the Lord to live in us and do, as Paul said, he says, I preach the gospel more than anybody, all the other apostles, yet not I, because I am dead. Amen?
Amen.
But Christ in me does it, because I can't do good or evil. I do what the Lord, I'm dead to sin. Okay, so this message, gospel of salvation by grace or by power of God, the Spirit of God, through faith alone, they're saying that it's such a tragedy that it was perverted by those people who opposed him back then, and they're still doing it today. They argue that the gospel provided not only a license to sin, but that they were outright encouraging people to do sin. And that's what these false preachers, they can preach strong messages as much as you want them to, or as that they can do it to look like they're not counterfeit. They make themselves look real, because Satan is a deceiver, all right? Mm-hmm. And so now you can read that also in Romans 5:20. Now go ahead and read that, chapter 5, verse 20.
Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound.
So the offense of sin... They abound. That's why God shows a people before they're saved the law. And when we compare the kind of life that we were living before, we are absolutely appalled, because we didn't know what sin was, the Bible says, unless we read the law. Amen?
Amen.
So they say that Jesus came into the world, that the law doesn't exist anymore. You liars. You filthy, dirty lies, you're encouraging people to sin. This is what the lawless one, the evil one, Antichrist would do when he comes into the world. Second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, it says, then the lawless one comes. That's when you know that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent, at hand. Okay, continue on with chapter 5, verse 20.
But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
Where sin abounded, the power of God, which is grace, or the Spirit of God, which is power, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. So if all power, he holds the world up. So he can definitely hold you up. And so you can be perfect by the power of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now the same thing, chapter 6 of Romans, verses 1 and 2.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
Should we continue sinning? You liars out there say that no one's perfect. that the power of God can abound? Then what?
God forbid.
God forbid such thoughts as that. Because you're damned, to those of you that say that, and that you're saying that the Apostle Paul is showing you, that gives you a license to sin through his words. You just don't understand. It's hard to understand, Peter said, the words of Paul, unless you're filled with the Spirit. But these people are outright encouraging people, all you people out in the world, to sin. Okay, now read 6, 1 and 2 again, chapter 6 of Romans 1 and 2.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin?
See, we're dead. Did you ever see a dead person sinning?
No.
Okay, you never will. Try to get a dead person to sin. Or try to get a dead person to do good. They can't do any good or evil. Amen?
Amen.
You're dead. Now, if you're dead and you're resurrected by the Holy Spirit, then you have to do what the Holy Spirit says. You live by faith in God, in Christ, in you. Amen?
Amen.
And if he's in you, who could be against you?
Amen.
Okay, unless you let these false words or these false prophets enter into you, then you'll be slain, and you'll be a dog gone back to its vomit, and a sow that was once washed in them from all the filth on it, and then you go weaseling right back into the mire. Okay, go ahead then.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
No, you can't commit sin anymore if Christ with his Father is in your heart by the Holy Spirit. If you're circumcised at heart, you say, well, but I want to say, yes, your flesh wants to. That's why you have to beat your body black and blue. You have to put your flesh, your mousy flesh, you have to discipline it to be disciplined under the Holy Spirit, that Paul is saying. He's not giving you license to sin. God forbid. The words that he is saying is right from the throne of God. And he's not encouraging you to sin or giving you any license to do so. But all these false preachers have got a license on their wall. They say, you can sin. No one is perfect. Yeah, you know, you can sin. You know, enjoy everyday life. You know, just enjoy yourself instead of denying yourself and crucifying yourself. Take up the cross, your cross, and follow the Lord in a disciplined life under the Holy Spirit, a life without sin.
Amen.
Okay? All right. Did you finish it?
Yes.
So, Romans 3, 9 through 20, Paul concludes his indictment of mankind with the summary that both Jews and Gentiles alike stand guilty before God. That's why we must die to sin. We must die out to sin in order that the Holy Spirit can keep our body under control. But we have to seek the Holy Spirit constantly on a day-to-day basis, just like you have to eat the flesh of Christ, which is the bread of life, which is the word of God, and you must drink his blood. Because eating of Christ is the word of God, and you have to consume it every day in order to, and the blood, which will keep you in Christ. Okay? Christ must be in you. The word must be in you. Amen?
Amen.
The bread of life must be in you. And it's not going to come by osmosis or listening to false prophets. It's going to be in you when you study. Not just read the word, but study it. Amen?
Amen.
To make you a workman of God, a laborer for God, to be a slave of God. Either a slave, got to be somebody's slave. Either you're a slave of God, of Christ, or a slave of Satan. Amen?
Amen.
So I'll be a slave to the Lord in this life that I can enjoy, kick back and relax in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Because once you're there, you can't get out. Once you're in hell, you can't get out either. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so read that, the indictment, chapter 1, of Romans, verse 18, and chapter 3, verse 20. Can you read it? Chapter 1, verse 18.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness.
All ungodliness. You mean Christian ungodliness too? If you're ungodly, you're not a Christian, okay?
Amen.
So repent and get back. If you did this ignorantly and you listened to these false prophets, but you're supposed to read the Bible for yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? Read it again.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Right, because that's what they're doing. You people are like this Benny Hinn, this Catholic. He's actually a Catholic priest getting up there and posing as a Christian. Sure, even you can teach a parrot to talk. A parrot could preach the gospel, but do they keep the commandments? No, they don't even know what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Amen? All right, now chapter 3, verse 20.
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight.
No, you have to die. Because everyone is, before we die, we are sinners, amen?
Amen.
Jews and Gentiles alike, we're all. So no one is better than anyone anymore. There's no Gentile, there's no Jew or Gentile or male or female. We all become one in the Spirit, amen?
Amen.
You all become dead by the Word when you see the law, which is good. The law can't save you, it just shows you what you're supposed to do, and you can't do it. That's why you need Christ. So everybody, I don't care if you're the self-righteous person, we need the Spirit of God in us. We need Christ with His Father in us in order to resurrect us from the dead. All right? Go ahead.
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
Yeah. So that's all it is. It doesn't save you. It just drives you to Christ, drives you to the cross so that you can die, so that you don't sin anymore. So the Spirit of God mortifies you, kills you, your flesh, if you continue on in Christ, because all unrighteousness is going to be, you're going to receive the wrath of God. Amen?
Amen.
So, Romans chapter 3, verse 9 states, are we better? Are we better? Go ahead, read it.
What then? Are we better than they?
Are we better than who? The people that are sinners? It refers to Christians in Rome at that time who received this letter. Christians do not have a superior status with God if they sin. Because all sinners shall spend eternity in the lake of fire. Amen?
Amen.
Judgment, on top of that, judgment begins at the house of the Lord. It first begins to read 1 Peter 4:17, please.
For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, you people out there that think you're Christians and you're still sinning. You're going to be judged you're going to be judged first. Amen?
Amen.
And judgment means that, judgment is not good. It's because the wrath of God comes on you because you're no better. Are we better than a sinner that hasn't been saved? No, we're worse because we know the truth. We know that no sinner shall enter the kingdom of heaven. We know that all sinners shall spend eternity in the lake of fire. And yet we do it because that shows that we're really rejecting the Lord. We're rebellious to Him. We're rebellious to His Word. And not only that, we're trying to turn His Word into a lie. And not only are you people doing that, or trying to do it, but you're doing it. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So, if So if you keep going, did you finish 1 Peter 4:17?
No.
Okay, read it.
For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if
it's a must. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
Right. Christians that know to obey the word of God, and then they don't. What is going to become of them? Amen?
Amen.
Because a true Christian is not about Christians. That means those that are dead and are resurrected, they're raised up from sin, and they're keeping the commandments. So we'll be judged first. And then what's going to become of those that know the truth and they disobey the gospel? Amen?
Amen.
The truth. So if Christians begin sinning again, they will be more guilty than those who did not know. All those who are under sin are enslaved to sin. They're dominated by sin, and they're condemned, doomed by sinning. Amen?
Amen.
So God, like they say, if he condones sin, what will he do on Judgment Day, huh? If everyone's saved? Who's he going to judge? The Bible says everyone's going to be judged by the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And it starts at the house of God. Right?
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So don't be slanderously reporting Paul that he's condoning sin, because then you're going to be judged as a dirty, scummy, filthy liar that is giving license to people of sin and encouraging them to do so. Let's just eat and drink and be merry. Enjoy everyday life. Okay? And we'll tell a few jokes to make it to where you like us. Amen? Don't listen to Tony. Don't even listen to the singers. And what happened is you've encouraged the government to attack us instead of trying to win the government. And you have stopped people from tithing to this most important work of God, because it's God's work. Amen?
Amen.
And you have done that, and so therefore you're a slanderer, you're a false accuser. According to the Lord, he says that if you're fatherless, that means, Jesus said, that you're a bastard.
Amen.
How does that make you feel? Good? Inside? You don't have the Lord in you, so please repent. I'm not trying to condemn you. Why would I be preaching a gospel that is encouraging people to keep the commandments? So the promises of God he made to the nation of Israel, even if some of them fell away, that doesn't mean, or some of our people fall away from the Lord because they're afraid of guns, bullets, rifles, bombs. You know, we have videotapes of the government tanks blowing their flamethrowers into that highly inflammable solution that they put into the Waco. They are the ones that started the fire. And I'm going to put that on our website so that you can see it with your eyes. We sent it to all the major media, and not any of them played it. That's how I showed that to people. And it showed our own government soldiers killing each other and trying to make it look as though it were David Koresh and his church. All right? So they're just doing everything that they can to malign the Christians and build the Catholic cult. Okay, so even if some of the Jews fell away because of unbelief, if you have faith, then you're going to believe that you cannot come against our church or the Word of God, because we're just preaching the Word of God. Every man, let every man be called a liar. Amen?
Amen.
All of you are liars, according to God's Word. But let God be called the truth. Amen?
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, these messages in the Bible are supernatural ones. The Apostle Paul uses the word to compass the entire Old Testament. That's what he meant when he said, you people have the Word of God as your youth. You have the Old Testament. Amen?
Amen.
Now then, let me get over here. Oh, gosh, we only got a couple of minutes left. Let me see if I can do something here from the 7th chapter of Romans. Okay, so we have to be, if we're dead, then, you know, in other words, if you committed some sin, like they're saying that these dog fights, this guy that's a football player, boy, they're just raking him over the satanic media for having a dog fight. But what about these government agents that killed these little babies? Why doesn't the news media do that? Or these wars that the Roman Catholic cult using our men are to bomb other nations? This is more appalling to me than having a dog fight, the dogs killing each other. The Bible puts dogs down. The satanic government builds them up and tears down humanity, especially humanity that's preaching the Word of God. They're just coming down on trivia when they themselves, this world government, Roman Catholic cult, and the media are the worst treacherous bunch of fatherless children on the face of this earth. And they're getting worse every day. So they say, what can we do about it? Get in, ask the Lord to come into you. We can't fight them with carnal weapons. We're not allowed to use carnal weapons. Our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're spiritual. Amen? The Word of God. And that's the thing they hate so much. That's why they kill people that preach the gospel. That's why they've actually hired assassins to kill me. And the one that wouldn't do it, they put his son in prison for no crime whatsoever. They couldn't prove it. There was no body that could accuse him of murder. And they have no evidence whatsoever. And so if this government is so good, if the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes were so good, Jesus said, then why are you trying to kill me? Murder me, really. Murder is a lot different than killing, amen?
Amen.
Why are you protecting animals more than humans? You bunch of Jesus calls bastards. Well, I see my time is up. And, you know, like if that offends you, too bad, you offend God and Christ, his Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you offend every true Christian. If Christians if people that claim to be Christians are not offended at you, then they're not Christians.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
All right, so now comes the time, you know, that we must come to realize the Spirit of God in us. We need to be saved. So if you want to be saved, if you want to get out of this rut, this filthy, scummy rut that you're in, and you want to be cleansed and die out to the things of your sins, your flesh, and to have the Spirit in you to mortify it, this is the start. Just say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. Let your law slay me so that I don't sin any longer, and let me have the power in me to read your word every day and study it so that the Spirit of God will be in me. And Lord, you don't turn me away. You never turn anyone away that calls upon you. Therefore, I know that you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Sharon, just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell everybody out in Radio Land how to receive a copy of this program, number 420. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. It's free.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, That's 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right. Now, there's no possible way that you can get into the kingdom of heaven if there's sin on your soul. And once you're saved, you have to continue being covered in his blood. Only the blood of Christ takes away sin. Every time these false prophets, they don't mention the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only the blood of Jesus takes away sin. And here's this group again, only one of us here. They all got frightened away by this one world church government and media singing, his blood, Christ's blood, washes whiter than snow. You must be whiter than snow to get into heaven. No sin shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, we pray.